Manil Suri is a mathematician and author. He's Indian-American, and he's gay. Suri has written about his experience growing up gay in India and then moving to the U.S. He joins me now from Washington. Manil, first of all, what was your reaction today to the news from the Supreme Court?
Oh, I was just overjoyed. I mean, it's been such a long time coming in dribs and drabs, and finally it seems like gays are equal to straights in the sense of marriage, which is now more or less irreversible. It's unqualified, and it's finally here.
As you say, America carries enormous moral and cultural clout in the world. You wrote that. What impact could this have, do you think?
I think that in different places, they are bound to really look at what the U.S. is doing. I mean, it's one of the largest countries in the world, and it's really putting its seal on this, saying that marriage equality is here to stay. I'll give you an example, for instance. Earlier this year, there was something in the UN to allow same-sex benefits for partners, and several countries, including India, for instance, voted against it. Well, with this kind of ruling, putting gays and straights on the same level, I think, first of all, countries would think about that, and secondly, the U.S. might be more vigorous in defending rights of same-sex couples.
So your own story, you came to the U.S. in 1979. You write that you saw this country, as many people do, a beacon of freedom for many who don't have such freedoms in their own country. But freedom to marry the man you want, the person of your choice, was not one of those freedoms in 1979. When did you start waiting for this day to come?
It actually started with a friend of mine who was working with the legislature in Hawaii to pass something like this. And back then, all of us sort of poo-pooed the idea. We said, okay, this is just a pipe dream. And I was very pessimistic. This must have been like over 25 years ago. And it's really interesting to see how it's wended its way through the different states, through the different legislatures.
Will today's Supreme Court ruling affect you personally in any way?
In the sense that it just gives you a way of being more free. I mean, I've been with my partner for about 25 years now, and we've often considered whether to get married or not. And this will certainly be one more step for us to take towards that path.
I would guess that over the last few decades, you've probably wondered a lot what your life would have been like if you had stayed in India.
I have. And it's interesting that I do have friends who came to this country, were openly gay, and then went back to India and led a more closeted experience there. As you probably know, Section 377, which is part of the Indian Penal Code, was unfortunately reinstated in the Indian Supreme Court in December of 2013. What that basically does is it recriminalized homosexual conduct. So you cannot have gay sex. And it's punishable by jail terms up to about 10 years, for instance. And it is, unfortunately, being used since the time that the Supreme Court in India reinstated it to about October of last year. There have been 587 arrests under that new code. You know, this is just the tip of the iceberg because it is used a lot to harass people. There's some confusion whether it's only gay conduct or just being gay that is illegal. And so police have been harassing people, especially people from lower incomes. If someone is suspected of being gay, they try to blackmail them and extort money. And so it's a very unhealthy situation there. Of course, there are changes there that are slowly occurring. Last year, for instance, the country's most popular film star, he has a TV show called Satyamev Vijayate, and this is watched by literally millions of people. And he did a segment on LGBT people, and he came out strongly against this reinstated Section 377. On the website, people were allowed to vote whether they actually supported this. And up to now, about 1.5 million people from India have voted to overturn this law.
Wow. Well, there's a sign of hope, I suppose, in India.
Yeah, it is. You know, in some sense, some people have gone back to being closeted there, where others have actually become more vocal. So there are still a lot of gay rallies. So it's, you know, there's back and forth. And I think we're going to see that in other parts of the world as well.
Manil Suri, great to speak with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Suri is a mathematician and author. His latest book is called The City of Devi.